I wanted to be famous. This was my dream, the only dream, and it filled a shady, mysterious recess of my heart. I was not a girl unloved. I just hated being me. I yearned to be a fancy sort of girl. A smash, winner, marvel, stunner. Nothing could quench that desire, although I came close. In my bedroom, in an ordained corner of the room, my black Jensen record player reigned supreme amid my stacked, scratched records. It had a thin, bouncy stylus arm and inset speakers that distorted sound when I turned it up high. Romping, bullish guitars, pounding drums, I never got enough. Singing into my pink hairbrush microphone, I gallivanted, spun, gyrated, strutted, spread my arms wide to soak up my applause at the Hollywood Bowl. From backstage, I ran behind the banner and squatted down on the pedestal. As the top hat was lowered on me, I parted the bottom lip of the hat. I was inside. The banner was taken away, and Ben rolled the hat downstage. I knew Dad was near when the spotlight spilled inside, turning my kneecaps white. He called my name, and it amplified through the gym. I jumped up. Strong hands gripped my waist, lifted me up, and set me on stage to a round of applause. My heart thundered. A glorious fervor overtook me. I could feel the eyes of a breathing crowd. I bowed in the light. I was to learn that light didn't really belong to me. In my father's show, I would be the lone dim figure holding a tray or a coin bucket in the dregs of his spotlight, but jumping out of that hat would always be mine. In many cold and cavernous theaters in strange towns, I would come to crave jumping out of that hat for that one moment where no one looked at my father. They looked at me.